life. Think of Job, who lost 1,000 oxen, 500 donkeys, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, all his children, his livelihood. What would you do when you didn't feel like having an attitude of gratitude? What would you do if it was declared illegal to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in our country? What would you do if you were forbidden to pray to God? Would you complain? What would you do? What if God was completely outlawed from our society? What would you do if you were just hauled off to jail for preaching in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and telling others about Jesus Christ? What if someone had disrespected you or just mocked you? What if you were just told something to do, maybe as a child, and you didn't want to do it? What would be your attitude? Well, you know what? As Christians, we ought to have an attitude of gratitude at all times. If you can turn to Ephesians 5 and verse 20, Ephesians 5 and verse 20, I'll be reading verses 18 through 21. Ephesians 5, 18 to 21. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. An attitude of gratitude can be displayed in many different ways. Obviously, as we heard today, by giving thanks to God. And this word here, giving thanks, is used all throughout the New Testament, especially in reference to God. Not instead of giving thanks to someone else, although it does occur a few times like that. It's mainly giving thanks to God. That is the predominant use of this word, giving thanks. This is seen by rejoicing, by us praising God. You know what? Having an attitude of gratitude is simply believing that God is who he said he is through the hard times. Having an attitude of gratitude affects our actions towards others. It affects our reactions towards others. An attitude of thankfulness is really the defining mark of the believing Christian, of those who are believers. You know, earlier on in the chapter, we see some things that definitely do not define who the Christian is. Verse 1 of chapter 5 in Ephesians, be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as God also hath loved us, and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Notice verses 3 and 4, that which does not define us as Christians. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Now, this giving of thanks ought to characterize our lives as Christians. There, one preacher gave us four levels of thanksgiving in his own estimation of things. He said, there are four levels of thanksgiving. People who are constantly complaining. This is the lowest level of thanksgiving. No thanksgiving. People who are constantly complaining. Have you ever been around someone like that? They can't find anything good in life. There's a second level. It's a little bit better, but not much better. People who are simply ungrateful. They don't complain. They just aren't grateful for the things God has given them. This preacher said, like a hog under a tree eating acorns, they never look up to see where the acorns are coming from. And then there's the third level of thanksgiving. People who are grateful for obvious blessings. If they have health, they thank God for health. If they have food, they thank God for food. They're thankful for the obvious blessings in life. Then there's the fourth level of thanksgiving. People who thank God for all things. This is the highest level. This level will get you through the hardest of life's seasons. An attitude of gratitude First of all, we see the command to give thanks. You know what? This thanks, we can give thanks because we serve an amazing God. Simply in our giving of thanks, we are acknowledging, as I said earlier, who God said He is. He's the provider for all that we have. He is the He's omnipotent. He's the God of the impossible. You know what? Oftentimes in our lives, it's easy to thank God for the good things. But you know what? It's really hard to give thanks to God for those things that are hard and through the hard times in life. But you know what? No matter what hard things we are going through in life, no matter how dark the days are, we can always thank God for who He is and that He is good. We must be still and know that He is God. We must know that we must thank God because every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh from the Father of lights. It doesn't come from us in any way, but every good thing comes from God. So that's why we ought to give thanks. As one preacher put it, a thankful heart is one of primary identifying characteristics, is one of the primary and identifying characteristics of a believer. It stands in stark contrast to pride or selfishness and worry. It helps fortify the believer's trust in the Lord and reliance of His provision, even in the toughest of times. No matter how choppy the seas become, a believer's heart is buoyed by constant praise and gratefulness to the Lord. And I think as you read through the Psalms, this is exactly what takes place all throughout the Psalms. Even through the darkest of times, the psalmist would always look back to God and give thanks to God. So whether it's the good times or bad times, we must give thanks. We must not just give thanks, but it describes how often we're supposed to give thanks. What does the verse say? It says, giving thanks always. You know, this isn't just something that we should do every so often, but it's something that we should be doing all the time. Giving thanks to God, praising His name for who He is. We must give thanks always. Do you just give thanks in the good times in your life? Or do you also give thanks in the darker times in life? What we would say are bad times. Do you give thanks always? Those bad times will not be as bad as long as you are trusting the Lord and looking to Him. You know what? We must give thanks, obviously, for life, for health, for blessings, for prosperity, for family, for friends, government officials, freedom to spread the gospel. What are you giving thanks for today? And are you giving thanks always? And that leads us into our next point. We must give thanks always for what? For all things. You know what? We can't pick and choose what we want to give God thanks for. We must be thankful in every situation in life. You know what? Because even if it's a hard thing to be thankful for, we can be thankful to God that He is who He said He is, that He is our shepherd, that He will never leave us or forsake us. Thankfulness is simply praising the Lord and worshiping Him. And not only should we give thanks for all those things in life that are obviously good, you know, sometimes we don't feel like giving thanks for certain things. Maybe you're a child. You know, it's not always easy to be thankful for something your parent tells you to do. But you know what? Give thanks to the Lord that you're able to do what they have asked you to do. Parents, it's not always easy to be thankful for maybe your child that you've raised, that maybe has disobeyed you. But you know, you can thank God that God has given you the opportunity to access His grace, to overcome that impossible situation. You know, there's always some way that you can be thankful to God in any situation. This passage comes right in the context of submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. You know, there might be someone sitting across the aisle that you can't stand. But you know what? God wants us to have an attitude of gratitude towards that person. No, 1 Timothy 2:1 says that we are supposed to give thanks for all men. There's no one discluded from that statement. We're supposed to give thanks for all men. You know what? It doesn't matter who your government officials are. God says you're supposed to give thanks for them. You know what? And that attitude of gratitude will really pave the way. Maybe if there's someone who you don't necessarily like or they've done something that would displease you, you know what? As you thank God for them, God's going to heal that relationship. You know what? As you thank God for those government leaders that you might say, you know what? I really don't like that government leader. You know what? God, as you give thanks to them, God will give you a heart for that governmental leader so you can pray for them that they might be saved. Because God wants all to come to repentance. You know what? There are so many things we can be thankful for in the darkest of times. We can be thankful for God's eternal salvation. We can be thankful for His provision. You know what? The Bible says, thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. It also says in the Word of God that since God has given us His Son, will He not give us richly all things to enjoy? We forget all the blessings that we have behind us. God has given us richly all things to enjoy. Lastly, that leads us into our last point. We must give thanks to God. Why? He is the source of all blessing. God is good. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Psalm 106:1. God is the God of the impossible. We can be thankful for that. Luke 1:37. We must give thanks unto God as He has given us salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. You know what? Giving thanks is the song of praise from the believer's heart, expressing his gratitude for what God has done and for who He is. Thanksgiving to God should not just be offered during the periods of comfort, but also in times of hardships, as well as in times of prosperity. You know what? Think of the 10 lepers. So often we just don't even give thanks for the good things that God has given us. The 10 lepers were cleansed, and only one came back and gave thanks to God. You know what? Thanksgiving is simply an acknowledging that God is who He said He is. It is an opportunity to commune with your God. You know, Job, who lost his whole life's living, 1,000 oxen, his 500 donkeys, his sheep, his camels, his children. You know what? At the end of the book of Job, if you notice, he realized, God, you know what? All I am is dust and ashes. I don't deserve Your mercy. And he had an attitude of humility towards God. And what did he do? His friends that came in a brought all these accusations against him, Job came to them. And you know what? God healed that relationship there in Job with his friends. When he confessed to them what God had done in his life. You know what? Daniel, when he was forbidden to worship God, to pray to the Lord, you know what? He didn't complain or start worrying about the consequences or that the government was telling him not to worship God. You know what he did? It says in Daniel 6, verse 10, this is what he did. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, saying that the writing was signed, you only could worship the king of the land. He went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks to his God as he did aforetime. You know what? If you were being hauled off to prison for preaching in the name of Jesus Christ, what would be your response? Would it be of thanks? Well, in Acts 5, verse 40, this is what happened when the apostles, the disciples, were hauled off to prison. And to him they, it says in verse 40, and to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. The apostle Paul, when he was in the Philippian jail with Silas, what did they do? They sang praises to God. Let's not forget to have an attitude of gratitude just on Thanksgiving, because this is a command to give. The command to give thanks is for all times. We're supposed to always do this. We're always supposed to give thanks for all things unto God and the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, as the verse says. So today, where are you at? What is your thankfulness meter? Where is it at? Is it where you never give thanks for anything, or and you complain about everything, can't find anything good in life? Or are you ungrateful for what God has given you, like those 9 lepers who didn't come back to Jesus? Or are you simply grateful for the obvious blessings in life, like our food, like your family? Or are you thankful for all things, always? Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who paid the ultimate sacrifice, Lord, and died for us and has given us, those who have trusted him, eternal life, forgiveness of sins, and has given us richly all things to enjoy. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for, and I pray that you would transform us to be thankful in every situation, to believe that God is who he said he is. Lord, you are the God of the impossible. Lord, you are sovereign, you are omnipotent, and we thank you that you are not only omnipotent, but Lord, you are our good shepherd, and you will lead us and guide us even through the toughest of times. And we pray that we would look to you and, Lord, by your Spirit, just be thankful at all times to you. And I pray this in your name. Amen.